Dear Father, thank you for the message brought to us by Brother Fred, and you pray that we may continue speaking to us in the next few minutes which we'll be spending here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you may turn with me to the book of Matthew and find your place in chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. And we'll be considering verse 13 through to verse 17. Matthew 16, verse 13 through to 17. And today we are looking at a question. And this question is the most crucial question, the most critical question, the most important question to ask ourselves. This is a question worth our attention and our interest. The question whose answers I believe defines the reality of life. Based on the answers to these questions, we will know who is a Christian and who is not a Christian, who is a believer and who is a non-believer. And is the answer to this question also separates all other worldview from the Christian's worldview. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, the Bible read, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Who do you say Jesus is? And this is the question we'll be considering today. And this question is by Jesus, is about Jesus, and it is a personal question. This is not just about who do they say Jesus is. This is about you. Who do you say Jesus is? And perhaps if we were to ask the same question here, I guess some of us will start by quoting others, right? Like according to Clever Systematic Theology, Jesus is. But the question, you get the point, is making it to be so specific and so personal that it talks about us as individuals. And let's look at the answers Jesus got from the people he was asking. Verse 14, they replied, some say you are John the Baptist, others say you are Elijah, and others still say you are Jeremiah. And you see, the expectations of the Jews about the identity of Jesus were not necessarily completely outside the box of God's prophecies to the people of Israel. I mean, it is true, God promised them Elijah, though they did not recognize him when he comes as John the Baptist. And those who may have understood that John the Baptist was Elijah who was supposed to come, thought Jesus was John the Baptist. Because by this time around, John the Baptist is dead. So they are thinking maybe Jesus is the John the Baptist who has come back to life. Of course, God didn't promise Jeremiah to come back, but at least he promised a prophet to the people of Israel. And they were expecting that prophet to be Jesus. Why? Because they did not believe in him as the Messiah. So they had their own understanding of who Jesus would be. Today we don't have people like Israelites, at least not in our context here, who would answer this question. But we are facing people like Muslims who would tell us that Jesus is actually one of the prophets. Or we have people who are still holding to the African traditional religion, who will tell us that Jesus is actually our great ancestor or the great healer. And perhaps we may go on and on trying to talk about other groups of people who have certain views and certain expectations about Jesus. But let's turn back to our text again as we look at what the Bible says about who Jesus is. And I propose to you that we should decide who Jesus is from what the Bible says about him. Not what human philosophy or human wisdom say about him, but what the Bible itself says about Jesus. And to walk through this, we have three identity of Christ being revealed to us through the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 17. And number one, Jesus is the Son of Man. Verse 13, if you observe with me, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? Jesus often refers to himself as the Son of Man. And although at the basic level of the term, Son of Man speaks of Jesus' human nature, like he is truly man. But also this is the fulfillment of Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Like Jesus speaking of him being the Son of Man, he was reclaiming the title prophesied by Daniel in his book, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. And Daniel speaking of the Son of Man, this is what he saw. Daniel 7, 13 to 14. Daniel saw the one coming with the cloud of heaven, the one who approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence, the one who was given authority, glory, and sovereign power, and the one all nations and people and of every language we worship, and the one whose dominion lasts forever, and the one whose kingdom will never be destroyed. So in referring to himself as the Son of Man, Jesus was reclaiming this identity, what Daniel was talking about. He is the Son of Man. He is that promised king, the one who comes with the cloud of heaven. He is that promised king, the one who established God's kingdom and dominion. He is that Messiah who was to come and redeem his people, redeem all nations for himself, and establishes God's kingdom. So Jesus, by referring himself to as the Son of Man, was communicating the idea that he was the Messiah. But I wouldn't get it, because this is not the first time Jesus talked about himself being the Son of Man. He said it many times. This was probably his favorite title, Son of Man. But they never got it as him being the Messiah. So Jesus is the Son of Man. At basic level, he's human, he's truly man, but he also is this promised king, this promised Messiah was to come. And him being the Son of Man is also the Messiah. Because that's what the Son of Man was actually referring to him being the Messiah. And that is verse 16. Verse 16, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus is the Son of Man. Jesus is the Messiah. And notice, it's not a Messiah. It's not one of the Messiahs. It's the Messiah, the only Messiah, the only promised Messiah, the only anointed one. Jesus is the anointed one. He is the chosen one. He is the Messiah. He is the only Redeemer. And Jesus quoting Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 3 in Luke 4:17, it says, "Look, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to what? To proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight to the blind, and to set oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And after quoting that, Jesus says, "This word you have heard today has been fulfilled." He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah. The one who came to proclaim his good news about his death and his resurrection in order to save sinners. And see, the best way to understand Jesus as the Messiah is to understand the cross. Because the Messiah is the true mediator between God and man. And it is through his death on that cross that man is reconciled with God. And on that cross we see both justice as he was punished, and we see grace being given to human beings, to sinners. And the wrath of God was satisfied in Jesus Christ, so that man will be justified before God. He is the only Messiah. Only his death brings life, and only his blood washes away our sins, so that we may be accepted before God. So Jesus is the Son of Man. He is the Messiah. And lastly, we see from our text that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Verse 16 again, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." The same way the term Son of Man at the basic level refers to Jesus' humanity, the same way Son of the living God refers to his divinity, his divine nature. And Jesus, who is truly man by him being the Son of Man, is truly God, as in the Son of the living God. Meaning everything that can be said about God is true about Jesus. God is infinite in being, is in perfection, is unchangeable, is immense, is eternal, is incomprehensible, is almighty and most wise, most holy, most righteous, most free. All these things are true about Jesus. He is God. He is the very God. So Jesus isn't just a prophet. He's not just a wise teacher. He's not just a healer. He's not the great ancestor of Africans. He is fully God, the creator himself. And he's fully man. And he's the mediator between man and God, as him being the Messiah. So who is Jesus? This is how the Bible answers. Jesus is God, the creator, the author of life. And he is the Messiah, the only way to the Father. He is the only truth and the only life. He is the only Savior, the only name which was given to us so that we may be saved. Jesus is God, fully God, fully man, and the mediator between man and God. So what do we make of this revelation of Jesus? When you look at verse 17, Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon of Jonas, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father who is in heaven." And then 18, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gate of Hades will not overcome it." Remember, this revelation of Jesus is tied to our salvation. And the only way to be saved is to believe in Jesus as the Bible presents the Jesus, the Messiah, the one who gives life for us. And also remember that this revelation is not blood and flesh. It's not human. It's not being made up by human philosophers. This is a divine revelation by God the Father himself, revealing to us who Jesus is through the scriptures. So, will you believe in what the Father has revealed about Jesus through the scriptures? Or will you rely on human wisdom and understanding of Jesus? Human wisdom presents Jesus as a teacher, as the Archangel Michael. That's human wisdom, as a prophet, as a chief healer, as an ancestor. Will you trust that wisdom of man, or will you believe and trust the revelation brought to us by God the Father through the scriptures? Will you trust the human understanding or the truth of scriptures that says that Jesus is your God and your Savior? Will you trust Jesus to be more than a prophet, to be more than a wise teacher? Will you trust him to be your personal Savior, the one who redeemed you from the wrath of God? And as Christians, we have a lot of things we may be saying about Jesus. Even good things. Are those things we say about Jesus close to the Jesus we have in the scriptures? Is your description of Jesus enough to save you from sin and to establish God's kingdom? Is your Jesus as great as the great Savior of the Bible, of the Gospel? Is the Jesus you know as big as the big Jesus of the Bible? Is he the only way, or is an option? It's him plus something else or somebody else. Is he the only Messiah? Is what you say about him, does he reflect what the Bible says about Jesus? And here's some assurance to us who believe in Jesus as revealed to us through the scriptures. Indeed, we have eternal life through Jesus our Savior. 1 John chapter 5 verse 11. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. The reason assurance, if you and I believe in the Jesus of the Bible, we have eternal life. Father, thank you for this word, and thank you for revealing to us Jesus Christ as our God, as our Savior, as the Messiah, the only mediator, the only way to heaven, the only way to eternal life. And Lord, I pray for those who do not know him this way, that you may cause them to believe in this revelation brought to us through scriptures, and that they may not rely on the understanding of human wisdom, but they may trust in the revelation that you have shown us through the Bible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.